Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Daled, and we have four lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the two dots. The Noisnin Aleo is Spalonis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema. The Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Harav David Ben Shimma, Avram Ben Gittel, Shoshana Bas Esther Bela, Chana Gittel Bas Brindel, Rafal Chaim Shayoshev Ben Babachaya Rivka, Tzvi Ben Hinda, Yehuda Leib Chizkio Ben Basya, Elena Bas Chana, Chaim Biyama Mordechai Ben Ida, Chizki Yishloim Ezizkin Ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi Ben Chana Henela, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe Ben Chana, Rav Chaim Doiv Ben Krindel, Shoshana Tova Bas Esther, Michal Shoshana Bas Tova Adasa, and Chavis Sero Bas Chana Freda. Today's daf is also being learned Li Ilui Nishmas, Yechiel Yosef Ben Tzvi Betzalel, Shloim Ezeb Ben Avram Yitzchak, and Mordechai Ziskin Ben Meir Ochana. So the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph went into detail to discuss what one is allowed to do for the infant when there's a mila taking place bizmanoy on Shabbos, and what one is not allowed to do for an infant when there's a mila taking place bizmanoy on Shabbos. The Mishnah said, "Oisin kol tzarchei mila b'Shabbos," that from a high level, you're allowed to do anything that's necessary for the mila on Shabbos. For example, mila, priya, mitzitza, those are things that are critical. Those are things that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. The Mishnah continued and said, v'noisnen olea ispalonus v'kamen. You're allowed to take an ispalonus. You're allowed to take a bandage, put cumin on it, and apply it to the wound. But only imloy shachak me'erev Shabbos. That's only, you have to make sure that you grind it before Shabbos. What happens if you didn't grind it before Shabbos? Lo yis b'shinov. Then you can chew it and with some sort of shinui, v'noisen, and then you could put it on top of the wound. Another thing that was customary to apply to the wound of a child that had a bris milah was to take wine and oil, mix it together, and apply it. So are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? So the Mishnah said, "Emloi tarif yayin l'shem mi'erev Shabbos." Ideally, of course, you do it before Shabbos. Let's say it wasn't done before Shabbos. Yinasin zeh ba'atzmoi v'zeh ba'atzmoi. Then there is a plan B that you're allowed to employ on Shabbos, and that is you could put the wine and the oil together in the same container. As long as you don't mix it, that's going to be okay. So with that little backdrop, Zok de Gemara, Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Amar li aim, I heard from my mother. Now we know Abaya never met his mother. Abaya was a yosin from his father, from his mother. Abaya's Rosh Tevois, Asher Becha, Yeruchim Yosin. But at the same time, Abaya throughout Shas mentioned things that he heard from this woman that raised him. And many of the things that he mentioned were in Yoni Rafu, and this Gemara right here is more in Yoni Rafua that Abaya said he heard from his proverbial mother. Isplanisa the Kulukivi, that if a person has any pain, and because of the pain that he has, he needs to take a bandage and apply some salve to it, and that's going to be the Rafua. So Abaya said, my mother told me that it doesn't matter what this pain is, Shev Minoi Tarbo, this salve should be made up of seven parts fat, the chadokira, and the other chelik of it should be wax. Rava said a little bit differently, kira v'kalba rishina, that what it should be is, it should be made up of wax and resin. Rava was the Rava Mechayza. So Rava once got up and he gave a drasha Mechayza, and he told the Olam that I want you to know that if you're suffering, if you're dealing with some sort of medical condition, then what you should do is you should take the esplanisa and you should have a salve, and it should be made up of wax and of resin. So the Gemara says, Karinu bnei Manyumi Asilamanayo. So there was a family, Manyumi, he was the Rosh of the Mishpacha, he was a doctor, he was wealthy, and he made a parnasa by healing people. The problem is, Rava just gave away one of his trade secrets. So the family was so distraught because it meant people weren't going to have to run to their patriarch. They now were able to put these remedies together in their own house. So they literally rice kriya. Amaluhu. So Rava turned to them. He said, don't worry. Shafki l'chu chada. Meaning they had tainas on Rava. They had tainas on the Rav. Again, this is another example of where the Gemara portrays the members of the city of Mechayza not in the best light. But either way, they came with tainas to Rava. You would think they'd be happy. But he said, no, Dama Shmuel. Shmuel said, Shmuel, who was also a doctor, Hayman the Moshe Yapi v'lein Agav Tuvo, he said, if somebody washes his face and he doesn't dry it properly, Nikturu lechasponisa, he has to be worried that his face may break out with boils. Maitakante, what should he do? So he says, I'm going to tell you what Shmuel said. I'm not telling it to anybody else. It's like this, you'll still be able to have a parnasa. You'll be able to use this and people will pay you money for it. What you should do is limshi tuva, you should wash your face b'maya de silka with water that was used to cook beets. This is going to be our secret. Shmuel said it, who was a doctor. I'm telling it to you, like this, the family of Menyumi was able to have Parnassah. Mishnah said, Lo Yishalchem Yerev Shabbos. So one of the things that was applied to this child that just had Bris Milo was they would take cumin, put it on an asplanisa. The question is, you can't grind cumin on Shabbos, or can you? So the Mishnah says, no, you can't grind it in the regular way on Shabbos, but at the same time, you can chew it with your teeth. You can knock it down, do toichin with some sort of shina. Tanu Rabbanan, Dvarim Shein Oysel Lamilu B'Shabbos, Oysel L'Biyantif. There are things that you're not allowed to do, that the Mishnah mentioned is not okay to do. It's not from the Tzarchei Mila that are Doicha Shabbos, but at the same time, if the Mila is taking place on Yontif, then it would be okay. Meaning, Mila Bizmana is Doicha Shabbos, Mila Bizmana is Doicha Yontif. Mila Shaloi Bizmana is not Doicha Shabbos, Mila Shaloi Bizmana is not Doicha Yontif. That we've all seen. You would think then, the way you approach a Mila on Shabbos is the same as the way you approach a Mila on Yontif. That's what this Brisa was coming to address. That it's not mamish the same. Dvarim she'ein oisim l'mila b'Shabbos. There are things that are not considered tzarchei Mila that are doicha Shabbos, that are considered tzarchei Mila that are doicha Yontif. For example, ois shoychakin l'komoin, this that the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to grind cumin on Shabbos for the bandage that's going to be applied to the child is only true on Shabbos. But on Yontif, it is okay. Additionally, the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to mix wine and oil together, something else that was applied to the wound. That's not something you could do in the regular way on Shabbos. The Mishnah said you could do it with a shinoi. You could put the oil, you could put the wine and let it mix together. But the tarf and layayim v'shemen, this is something you're allowed to do on Yontif. I'm only Abaye the Rav Yosef. So Abaye and Rav Yosef discussed this price. So Abaye said, Rebbe, Mishnah call me be Yontif. What's the reason that you're allowed to crush cumin on Yontif? So the answer probably is the Chazir L'Kedera. Because you're allowed to grind, you're allowed to do toichin on Yontif if it's L'Tzayr Chaychol Nefesh. I mean, toich shehutra L'Tzayr Chaychol Nefesh, hutra L'Shalay L'Tzayr Chaychol Nefesh. For this child that's considered a chaylo, if that's the case, Yain V'Shem V'Chazir Nami V'Shabbos L'Chaylo, you should be able to mix the wine and the oil together in the proper way for the child. And the reason is because even though the halacha is ordinarily you're not allowed to mix two things well, but for a chayla, even a chayla she'en bo sakana, says Rashi, the halacha is you're allowed to. So once you find that you're allowed to, why can't you do it for the child? Meaning, if you tell me you're allowed to be shaychik kamoin for the child, why? Because it's something that you could do on Yontif sometimes. So being that it's something that's sometimes permitted, so for this child, we're going to allow you to do it, it's going to be considered a tzarchei mila that you can do. So if that's the case, beating, mixing the wine and the shemen together is also something that you're allowed to do. You could do it for a chayla shem b'sakana. This child's not any worse than a chayla shem b'sakana, so why shouldn't you be able to do it for this child? And it proved that you're allowed to do it for a chayla shem b'sakana. You're not allowed to mix wine and oil together for a chaylan Shabbos. Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Shimon ben Elazar said in the name of Rameir, Af Torfin Yain Veshemin. You are allowed to be Torfin Yain Veshemin. Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar had heard from Rameir that you're allowed to be Torfin Yain and Shemin for a chaylan she'im boi sakana. And then he told a story, a very interesting story. Rameir was once not feeling well. He was having intestinal pain. And what the doctor ordered was to take wine and oil, mix it really, really well, and that's what we were supposed to give him. But he didn't allow us to do it. So we told him, says, Rebbe, you're the one that says it's okay. It's a machlokes tanon. The Tanakam of the Chachamim said, "Ain torfin yayin v'shemen l'chayil b'Shabbos." Rav Shimon Elazar said, "In the name of Rav Meir, af torfin yayin v'shemen." So this was a ma'aseh shahaya kachaya, where Rav Meir refused to rely on his own kula. Amar lanu, we told us, "Afal pishani oimer kach." Even though I hold this way, the chaverim oimer kach, and my chaverim hold the other way. But miyomai loy melani libi laver al divrei chaverim. I never wanted to go connect my chaverim. See, even though, yeah, of course, I think I'm right, and that's why I was matir, and I was matir for other people, but this is a chumri yaseri that I took upon myself, and it's for that reason I don't want to do it. Says the Gemara, what do you see from here? Who knew the machmar nafshei? This was his own chumra, avol kuli al-mashari. But for everybody else, it's really going to be mutter. So what's the kasha? So Abaye asked Rav Yosef, why did the Mishnah say, ein torfin yayin v'shemin? Why is that considered something that you're not allowed to do for this child? If it's something you could do for a chayla she'en bay sakana, then it should be mutter for mila as well. So you can tell me, just because you could do it for chayla she'en bay sakana, maybe mila is different. Now you see mila is not different from the brisa that the Gemara brought. Because you see you can grind cumin on Yontif, you could be Torah Yayin V'Shemen on Yontif. Why? Because on Yontif it's mutter. So once it's mutter, why should it be mutter for mila? See here too, if this is mutter for a regular chayla she'en bay sakana, why should it be mutter
why shouldn't it be mutter for this child as well? Now, maybe you'll tell me, who said the Tana of the Mishnah is going like Reb Meir? Maybe the Tana of the Mishnah is going like the Chachamim. It was a machloikis. Chachamim said, ain't turfin yayin v'shemen l'chayil b'shabbos. It was Reb Meir that said, af turfin yayin v'shemen. So you're asking, Akasha, why does Mishnah say ain't turfin? Reb Meir says, turfin for l'chayil b'shem b'sakana. This child is certainly l'chayil b'shem b'sakana. Maybe the time of the Mishnah is not Rameir. Maybe the time of the Mishnah is the Chachamim that argued with Rameir. The Teretz is Zok Rashi, Stam Mishnah is Rameir. And the Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. It's an anonymous Mishnah. It doesn't say who the time of the Mishnah is. So if it doesn't say who the time of the Mishnah is, we know it's Rav Yudah Nasi, what he was Makabel from Rameir, who was Makabel from his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, who was maybe Makabel from his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, but not for now. But the point is that that's the Gemara's kasha, and for the Gemara it's a little bit different because Hasam loy bayi licha hacha bayi licha. When Reb Meir said that it's okay to mix wine and oil together for chayla she'im bay sakana, he was talking about mixing it not so well. But in our Mishnah, the Mishnah was discussing mixing it well, because that's the way it was mixed in order for the child. So you don't have any precedence that it's okay to be Torah, Yayin, V'shemen together on Shabbos, even for a Chayil V'she'im Bo Yisakon. At the very least, why can't you mix it not so well? The Mishnah said, what could you do? The Mishnah said, you could take the wine, you could take the oil, and let it figure itself out. Why? You should be able to do at least more than that. So you want to tell me you can't mix it in 100% the way it needs to be done? I hear. But at the same time, mix it and just don't mix it so well. The Gemara says that's really what the Mishnah meant. Hainu diktari, noisa b'fnei atzmai, v'zeh b'fnei atzmai. The Mishnah says put each one individually. It didn't mean you can't mix it at all. You can mix it. It just meant that you can't mix it well. The reason this Gemara we just learned is interesting because it ties into what we spoke about in the beginning of the parak, and it ties into this very interesting, very macro, global idea, and that is if there was a machloikis tanam in Shas, where a mayor felt one way and the Chachamim felt another way. Did Reb Meir himself have a right to follow his own Jita? Or is Reb Meir also Meshubit to the Klalei Apsak? Maybe Reb Meir, if he's a Yochid arguing with the Rabbim, is not allowed to follow his own Jita. From this Gemara, it sounds like Reb Meir was supposed to go with his own Jita. We asked Reb Meir, said Reb Shimon ben Elazar, I understand, you're the one who told us. Aren't you the one that said it's Mutter? So if you're the one that said it's Mutter, you should have said it's Mutter. So he says, I hear it, but I have a Chumrah. Who knew the machmir anafshe miyomai loy milani libi laver al divrei chavera? But either way, just another gemara to throw into that mix, pun intended, as it relates to this halacha. Zok the gemara, tanu rabbanon, another brayse, ein mesaninin es achardol b'mas neneshaloi. So we digress a little bit from our digression. On yontif, a person is not allowed to strain mustard seeds. So apparently, in the preparation of mustard, the mustard seeds were strained, so that they should separate from their subin, from its chaff. So this is something you're not allowed to do on Yontif. Another thing you're not allowed to do on Yontif is you're not allowed to sweeten it with a burning coal. So the meaning was they would take the mustard seeds and put it on top of coals. The idea was to sweeten the chardol. The reason you're not allowed to do it is because inevitably at some point, the mustard seeds are going to be mechabe the coal. So this is a gram kibbutz. You're causing something to be extinguished, and that's an issue. By the Rav Yosef, why is this different than what we learned in the Mishnah? And this is something you're allowed to do on Shabbos, not just on Yontif. You're allowed to take eggs and put it through the sieve that was used to strain mustard seeds. So if I can put an egg through that sieve, why can't I put the mustard seeds itself through the seed? So Rav Yosef told the Bayer, there's a Bayer issue. Over here, there is no Bayer issue. Incidentally, the Lashon HaGemara is Mechsi Kebayr. So Taisa Medayik, that one thing is clear, whether it's eggs or whether it's mustard seeds, Miu Bayr Loi Hava. It's not real Bayr, because this is not Eichel Mitoich Psoilis, this is really Eichel Mitoich Eichel. Everything is considered Eichel. So we're not dealing with a real Bayr, but at the same time, one was Mechsi Kebayr, the other is not Mechsi Kebayr. I guess you have to know the Metzius a little better, but the point is, that's why one is us and one is Mutf. So another thing the Mishnah said was, is he now let us sweeten the mustard seeds with coals. Why? Because the mustard seeds are going to be Mechab of the coals. You are allowed to do it. Like Kasha, Kam Bechelah Shal Matches, Kam Begachelah Shalit. One is talking about where the coals were wooden coals. The other is talking about where the coals were metal. You had a hot piece of metal. And that's what you're using to sweeten the mustard seeds. What's the difference? An important yesod. There's no mechabe midairaisa on metal. You only have mechabe midairaisa with wood. So one that says that it's not okay is talking about where it was a gachla shalit. Being that you have kibur midairaisa, the reason this kibur midairaisa is because it makes real problem, makes real calls. The wood is going to burn through. You're going to have real coals. So being that you would have real coals, so over there, mechab is midday raisa, that's where it's a problem. Where mechab is only midday rabbanon, that's the price that I said, it's going to be okay. Amalei, I buy the Rav Yosef, I ask Rav Yosef, but I have another kash on this. Maishlami bisra gumri. If you're telling me that on Yontif, where melech hasaychal nevesh is mutter, you're not allowed to take mustard seeds, sweeten it together with
coals. Why? Because you're being mechaba the coals. The juices are going to come out of the mustard seeds, or it's going to smother the heat somehow, and it's going to extinguish it. So then why let it cook? Why let it cook? It's a melechus like nefesh cooking, I understand, but the same problem. Maishna mi bisra agumri. Why are you allowed to take bisra, flesh, and put it on top of gumri, on top of burning coals? Why aren't you worried that the liquid is going to ooze out of the meat and it's going to extinguish the coals? Amalesi, he told him, hasam loy efshir, hacha efshir. There's a very big difference. Cooking on Yontif is mutter, and we're allowed to do any melacha that needs to be done with tzorich ha'chol nefesh. There's no other way to cook meat without finding yourself in a situation where you're going to extinguish coals, and as a result, it's not okay. However, as it relates to the mustard seeds, it's efshir. What was efshir? You could have done it before Yontif. Why is this loy efshir? Because fresh meat that was cooked today is more geshmak. That meat that was cooked yesterday, so that's considered lo yefsh. Only by the Rav Yosef, ma'u legabin. Are you allowed to make cheese on Yontif? So the truth is, we've talked a lot about making cheese on Shabbos and Yontif, boina, toisvis and Shabbos, tzadikei and aleph. The tshuva for Rav Yisrael Chanan that the Mishnah Brewer brings with regards to if somebody's sukkah falls down on Yontif, we're not going to get into that now. But Abai asked Rav Yosef what seems like a straightforward question: are you allowed to make cheese on Yontif? Amalei aser. He says, no, you're not allowed to make cheese on Yontif. So he asked him back, why is it different than kneading? You're allowed to bake bread on Yontif, so you're allowed to knead the dough, meaning he understood that the reason Rav Yosef said that you're not allowed to make cheese on Yontif is because it's kneading. So he said, kneading itself is mutter. He told him the same teretz. Hasam loy efsher, hacha efsher. To make cheese, you could have made it yesterday. But to bake bread, it's more geshmak if you make it today. And any time there's a malacha, even if it's a malacha seichel nefesh, if I could have done it before Yontif, and I'm not compromising on the quality of the food because I prepared it Erev Yontif, the halacha is you're not allowed to prepare it at Yontif. This is a theme that underpins Hilchas Yontif, more Negeya when we learn Masechtas Beya, but we have a little bit of it here in this Gemara, that when something is a Melechas Eichel Nefesh, which of course is Mutim V'dayraisa on Yontif, it's a Pasuk, Acha She Yosel L'chol Nefesh, Hula Vadu Yosel L'chem, but at the same time, if it was for me to do it before Yontif, and again, I wouldn't compromise at all from the quality of the food by doing it Erev Yontif, then it's not okay. But the Gemara says, is it Taka true? You can make cheese yesterday, make cheese today, it's one and the same. They said in Nahardoi, Gvina Bas Yoyim, that it's more geshmak when you have fresh cheese that was made today. So he told him back, Nahachi Kamri, Dafilu Gvina Bas Yoyim Ma'alyo. Of course, aged cheese is better. But the chiddush is that even if it's Bas Yoyim, it's still considered good. Ein oisin lo chalux. And the Mishnah said that what happens if you need to actually make the bandage on Shabbos? Is that something you're allowed to do? So the Mishnah said, no. Ein oisin lo chalux atchilo. Yeah, before you can't start cutting up a bandage, that's not something you can do. So what happens if you find yourself in a situation, it's a mila b'Shabbos, machshirei mila according to the chachamim is not doicha Shabbos. So what are you supposed to do? So going back to the Mishnah, on Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah said, avol korch oleh smartot. What you can do is you can wrap a smartot, just take a little shmata, wrap it around the wound, and that's what you could do. Loi hiskim yerev Shabbos, korech ala tzpoyu, maybe afilu mechatzar acheres. Then the Mishnah said, how are you supposed to carry it? Bottom line is you're not allowed to go and fashion a shmata, a bandage for this child, but at the same time, there are other ways to do it. So on this note, the bandage that was placed on the Mila after the child received its bris Mila, we return to Abaya's mother. Amar Abaya, Amar Liam, I heard from my mother, Hai Chaluk Diyanuk, Lefanya Listeri, Le'iloi, if you're going to put a bandage on the child's Oysay Makayim after the bris Mila, so this, you have to make sure that it's turned upward. The reason is Dilma mid begardamine. He was afraid that maybe a little thread of the bandage is going to go into the wound. For us, they cross shifcha and it could harm this child to the point that the child could become a gross shifcha. Even the Abaya of the kisel of alga. By the way, Abaya's mother, she used to make it. This is one of the things she used to do. She used to prepare these bandages and she would prepare it in a way where you didn't have to worry about this situation. I'm Abaya Hayinuk the Leslie Chaluk, a child that doesn't have a bandage. Laisi belisa de isle sifsa. You should take a rag that has a hem, and you should tie the hem around the bottom, and then just double it over on the top. If there's a child that's born, and it's very hard for the people to figure out where
his oisay makoim is, meaning where he's supposed to go to the bathroom from behind. So the shayfi mishcha, what you should do is you should rub that area with oil. Veluk mi lahad yoyma, and put the child against the sun. The hechi the zig, you're going to see one area where the skin's going to look a little bit different. That's where the oisay makoim is. You have to cut a little hole. So the kari besar teshasi ve'erev, you should take a barley and you should cut a shasi ve'erev. Matlis loy, don't use clean matlis from the zar because that can cause the child to be harmed. Amar abaya, amar liyem. Hayinu kedloy maya, it's a child that doesn't want a nurse. Make with the karpumi. The reason is because his mouth is cold. Maita kante, what should you do? Laisi kasa gumri. You should bring a cup of burning coals. The linkite leila hadi pumi. You should put it near the child's mouth, meaning heat up the mouth. The chayim pume. And when the child's mouth is going to be heated up, it's going to start nursing. I heard nothing from my mother. Hayinu kedloy menashte, a child that's not breathing. Rashi says that it doesn't look like it's breathing, meaning the chest isn't moving in a way where it looks like the child is breathing. So linfathe benafsa, you should fan this child. Umanashte, it's going to start breathing. I heard from Aim. Hayanukadalay ma'avi, a child that doesn't breathe well. I see Silius of the image, bring the mother's afterbirth. And you should put it on top of the mother. Ma'avi, it's going to cause it to breathe. Rabbi Amaliyim. Hayanukadalay, a child that's very small, meaning it's not eating. Laisi Silius of the Ime, you should bring, again, its mother's afterbirth. And you should move it over the child's body from the narrower side of the afterbirth to the wider side. If the child is that it's not too small, it's too big, then you should do it in the other way. Then start from the bigger side. The child is big, you start from the big side. A child that's very red. The reason it's red is because its blood hasn't been properly absorbed into its body. So what do you have to do? Don't do the bris milah yet. Wait until the blood gets properly absorbed. And then only afterwards should you do the bris milah, the yarik. What if a child is yarik? What if the child is yellow? Also, nafal bei dama. There's a medical issue. It means it must be deficient in its blood. So what should you do? Lisrachi ad nafal bei dama. You should wait until the color, the proper color comes. That will be a sign that it has the blood that it needs. Filimale, only afterwards should you do the bris milah. Zok, the Gemara, the Tanya. We learned in a brice, and this brice is a classic. I once went to a certain city. Uvas isha lefane. A woman came to me. She mouthed her first son and died. Then she had another boy, and the child died again. Shlishi, aviyata lefane. She had a third son. And I saw that it was red. And she didn't know what to do. Should I do the bris milah, or should I not do the bris milah? So being that I saw that the child was red, Amartil, I told her, I'm tini achinivla dame. The reason the child is so red is because the blood hasn't been properly absorbed. Wait a little bit. Imtinali achinivla by dame, she waited. Umbala oisai, she did the brismila. Vachaya, and the child died, a child lived. Vayukairin oisai. And the mother named the child by the brismila. What did they call the child? Nosan Habavli. Not just Nosan. Nosan Habavli. Al Shmei Shuv, Pamachas, Halachdin Lavdinas Kaputkia. I once went to the city Kaputkia. Plus, Yishu Achas Lafani, a woman came to me. Shemalab Narisha Vimes. She did a brismila, the child died. Shani Umes. Did a second brismila, the child died again. Shlishi, the Asa Lafani. They brought the third child. Rishiv Shuyark. I saw the child was yellow. Itzatzti by Valarisi by Dambris. I realized that the Dambris wasn't there. Meaning it was yellow because it didn't have all the blood that it needs. And it was specifically missing the blood by the Dambris. This was going to be an issue. Amartil Amtinila Achibu by Dami. Wait until it develops its blood. And they called him again Nosan Habavli, not just Nosan, but Nosan from Babylonia. Nosan Habavli Alshmi. Before we go weiter, just one beautiful Ha'ara from the Ben Yehoyada. So the Gemara mentions a whole bunch of things that Abaye said over in the name of his mother. One of the things he said was, if you have a child and the child doesn't want a nurse from his mother, make her with the karpume. The reason is because its mouth is very, very cold. Maita kante, what do you have to do? Laisi kaso gumbri, bring a cup that has burning coals in it. Velinkade le lahade pume, put it near the mouth of this child. The chayim pume, it's going to cause the child's mouth to become warm. And when the child's mouth becomes hot, umayitz, then it's going to start nursing. Says the Ben Yoyada, the Ben Ishchai, Nirali b'siyata d'shmaya, Ramzu chazal divrei toiru umusar b'divrei refuah yisayli. He says, I think a lot of things that the Gemara just said, they're not stam divrei refuah, but there's divrei toira and there's musar over here. So what's the musar shmuz of this comment that Abaye said over in the name of his mother? He said, Hayanuka is a Talmud bei Rav. It's referring to a child. It's referring to a Talmud. The loy mayitz. What does it mean? It doesn't want a nurse. She'enei roya simen yafa b'limudai. It means he has no geshmak in learning. He's not interested in learning. It's just not something that interests him. Not just that, he has no siman. He's not successful in his learning. Says the Ben Ishchai, Hasiba, you know what the reason is? Abai was saying over in the name of his mother, Mekar Dekor Pume. The reason is because his mouth is cold. The reason is because he's not enjoying his learning. He has no geshmak. There's no cheshek, there's no slavos. If a child is not matzliach in learning, it's because he doesn't have a geshmak in learning. That's the reason. Because if he would enjoy it, he would be successful in it. The reason he's not successful is because he has no enjoyment. Maita kante. So what's the job? He has a rebbe. He has mechanchim. He has people that have taken upon themselves the responsibility to make sure this child will succeed in his learning. What are they supposed to do? Leisei kasa gumri. Ki divrei chachamim nimshul gecholim. You should take the Torah and you should expose this child to the geshmak, to the heiskeit of the Torah. And if he's going to do that, for us, tamudei miskayim biyadi, that's when he's going to be successful in his learning. If a child is not successful in his learning, said the Ben Ishchai, it's because he doesn't have enough of an enjoyment in the learning. He doesn't have a cheshek. He doesn't have a geshmak. Maita kante, figure out a way to give him a geshmak. If he's going to have a geshmak, then he's going to be matzliach. Zok to Mishnah Vaitis. Again, more on this note. Mila b'Shabbos, tzarchei mila, what you are allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. Barchitzen esakotem, the halacha is, you're allowed to bathe a child. Bein lefnei ha-mila, bein lachar mila. So it's considered dangerous for a child to go into a mila and to emerge from a bris mila without being bathed. So even though bathing on Shabbos involves issues as it relates to Chilul Shabbos, but at the same time, there's something you're allowed to do. You're allowed to do it before the Mila, you're allowed to do it after the Mila. Zalfa Nolabi, yeah, it says the Mishnah, however, you're supposed to sprinkle the water on the child with your hand. Avaloi b'keli. I mean, you do it with a shinui. Don't pour the hot water on the child using a keli. Rather, do it with a hand. Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah said, Machisne. Not only are you allowed to bathe a child on the day of the Mila, even if it's Shabbos, but you're allowed to even do it on Shlishi Lamila. Even on the third day of the meal, it's okay. I mean, how do I know Shlishi Lamila is a big deal? Because the Pasuk says that when Reuven and Shimon went and attacked Shechem as revenge for what they had done to Dinah, the Pasuk says, Vayi b'yayim ha-shlishi b'yoyisam kayavim. When did they go b'yayim ha-shlishi? So you see, b'yayim ha-shlishi, shlishi l'mila, vayayim ha-shlishi, vayayim ha-shlishi, vayayim ha-shlishi, a person is in acute danger. So he has a din of a chayil sheyesh by sakana. So that's why you're allowed, this marchitz and a sakatan that you're allowed to do on the yayim ha-mila, said Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you're allowed to do on the third day of the mila as well. What about the second day of the mila? So the Chachamim talked about the day of the Mila. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is talking about the third day of the Mila. Where does the second day fall in? So Rashi says the second day is like the Yom HaMila. So according to the Chachamim, it's day one and day two, but not day three. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, no, day three is also considered a day. Safik for Adroiganis, if you have a child, you have a Safik, whether the child needs Bris Mila, or an Adroiganis, who's a Safik, Zachar, Safik, Nekeva, Eim Mechal, Anomis, HaShabbos, you don't do Mila b'Shabbos. If you do Matir b'Adroiganis, if you just says you can do it b'Adroiganis, we'll see in the end of the parak, the Gemara is going to bring him a car, Feshitas Rabbi Yehuda, Zok the Gemara. How do you read the beginning of the Mishnah? So we know the topic of the Mishnah, from a high level, we're discussing bathing, a child that had a bris mila. It was considered tzarchei mila, even though it involves issues as it relates to Shabbos, but it doesn't matter. We do it. The Mishnah said, marchitzim, you can bathe the child. Then the Mishnah says, do it with your hand, don't do it with the keli. And then we had Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that said, not only on the yom ha-mila, and the second day, the way Rashi explained, but on the third day of the mila as well. But the Gemara says, I think there's a stira in the Mishnah. Okay, it's not so apparent what the stira is. So Zok to Gemara, what is the stira? V'amrin reisha marchitzin. Meaning the Gemara feels that literally the first line of the Mishnah and the second line of the Mishnah is contradicting itself. Marchitzin es hakotin sounds like kedarkoi. You could do it in the regular way. And then the Mishnah says, umizalfin olav biyad avoloi bekeli, which sounds like you can't do it in the regular way. So which one is it? Could you do it in the normal way? Even with a keli? Or does it have to be dafke biyad? Rav Yehuda v'rabba baravu d'amir chavai. Rav Yehuda and Rabba baravu said, keitza, Tony. The way you have to read the Mishnah is with a keitza. In other words, machitzen es hakotam bein lefnei bila bein lachar amil. Keitza, mizalfen olav biyad avoloi bekli. Meaning you can't do it in the normal way. And when the Mishnah said marchitzen, it was just introducing the concept. You could do rechitza. How do you do rechitza? Oh, keitzad? Umizalfin olabiyad, avaloi bekeli. But you want to know if you're allowed to bathe in the regular way? No, it's not a stira. If you throw the word keitzad in, then there's no stira. Meaning the connotation of marchitzen is in the regular way. Mizalfin clearly says that it can't be in the regular way. But all you need to do is add the one word keitzad. Once it says keitzad, so we know marchitzen doesn't mean in the regular way. Marchitzen, the concept of bathing, keitzad, how so? It has to be dafka done be. It has to be done dafke biyad, but not with a keli. Amar Rava. So Rava said that I don't agree with what Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Baravua said. It's not matched with that way in the Mishnah. Why? Because it says in the Mishnah, doesn't say Ketzad. Machitzin sounds like in the regular way. Elamai Ravas, Ravas had a different shot. Hachikar. Machitzin is hakodah bein lufnei mila, bein lacham mila, b'yoyim rishon kedarkoi. You're allowed to do in the first day and the second day as well. You could do a regular rechitza. There's no tanayim mezalfin. So what did the Mishnah mean when it said mezalfin? Ubiyoyim ashlishi. Now the Mishnah is already talking about the third day. On the third day, shcholiyas b'shabes mezalfin ol b'yad. Avoloi b'kli. That's when it has to be b'yad. Lazman asar you argued. He said marchitzin is hakaton. Ubiyoyim ashlishi shcholiyas b'shabes shnema ubiyoyim ashlishi ubiyoyim kayavim. In other words, the Chachamim, although when you read the Mishnah, never said anything about the third day, but the way Rav is editing the Mishnah, they were talking about the first day and the third day. The first day, Marchitzin, the third day, Mezalfin, hence there's no Stira, two different days. The day of the Mila, or the second day of the Mila, then Marchitzin. If it's only Shlish of the Mila, then it's going to be Mezalfin. And Rabbi Loz ben Azariah flows very nicely now. Rabbi Loz ben Azariah argued, he said, no, that even on the Shlish of the Mila, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to do it in the proper way. In other words, we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Baravu on the one hand, and Rava on the other hand. When you bathe this child on the Yom HaMila, or on the second day of the Mila, can you bathe the child in the regular way, or does it have to be done dafka with a shinoi? According to Rava, you could do it in the regular way. According to Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Baravua, it has to be done dafka with a shinoi. According to Rava, when the Mishnah said marchitzin es hakatan, it means in the regular way, it meant day one and day two. When the Mishnah then says umazalfin ola biyad avoloi bikilu, that's already referring to day three, but as it relates to day one and day two, marchitzin do it in the regular way. According to Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Baravua, even days one and two have to be done with a shinoi. Because the way they learned the Mishnah was marchitzin es hakatan, add a very crucial word. Ketzad? Oh, Ketzad, Mezalfin ola biyad. Zok to Gemara, Machlekes ha-Mairon, Batanya kavasei derovah. Machitzen ha-kod ha-mei lefnei bi-bein lacha, bi-lo b'yem rishon, kedarkoi, mefurish, u-b'yem shlishi, shcholiyas b'shabes, Mezalfin ola biyad. Rozman ha-zari o-imer, Machitzen ha-kod ha-mei ha-shlishi, shcholiyas b'shabes. V'avu b'shein rai, l'dov ha-zeich, l'dov ha-shenebe, v'hi b'yem ha-shlishi, b'yoy sam koyavim. So it's mefurish. What was mefurish? We went through this fast. But the beginning of the braisa, Machitzen ha-koton, bein lefnei milo, bein la'achar milo, b'yoyim rishon, Kedarkoi. It says Mefurish that you let it do it, Kedarkoi. Mezalfin, that's Nageya on the third day. Shame Mezalfin, then the Brisa says when they were Mezalif, a Mezalfin, loy bekois, veloy bekara, veloy bekeli, elo biyad. You couldn't use a kois, not a plate, not a bowl, not any other keli, it had to be done biyad. Aslan Tanakamo, which is obviously going on the sheet of the Tanakama, because according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, even on the third day of the Milo, you're allowed to do a regular rechitza, you can do whatever you want. Zok tigmar, my afal bisha ain't raya ladover, zeich ladover. Why is it only a zeich ladover? Meaning, it sounds like this is a real bona fide raya. See, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that a child, but shlishi lamila, you can do what you want. Shenema vahiba yema shlishi b'yoysim koyevim. But the Braisa added a little bit of hezber to the Mishnah, as it often does. And the Braisa said that even though Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah brought a raya from Shechem, it wasn't a real raya. Afal pisha ein raya ledavar, it's only a zeicha ledavar, it's a remez. But it's not a real checkmate kind of raya. Why not? Sounds like a pretty good raya. You see, shlishi lemila, a person is particularly shvach. So the Gemara says, no, mishum the god alay salik bisra haya, cotton salik bisra haya. The reason it's not a raya is because our Mishnah, Perik Rebbe Eliezer the Mila, you're talking about a Mila Bezmana. You're talking about a child that's 8 days old, right? We're not discussing a Mila Shalei Bezmana. These halachas don't apply to Mila Shalei Bezmana. So you're talking about a child that's 8 days old. The story of Shechem was Gedolim, adults. Maybe there's a difference between adults and children. Says the Gemara, that's why, even though it's a Zecher Ladavar, but it's not a real right. Who does look coming to Rava? Somebody once came to Rava. It's interesting. The Gemara is going to tell us a story that's very similar to what we saw in the beginning of the Nah. So somebody came to Rava, and then he paskined like his halacha. Meaning, the question was, it was a milah, bismanoi, it was on Shabbos, we want to bathe the child. Rava said you could bathe the child in the regular way, even though he was going according to the Chachamim, not according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but he said, even the Chachamim hold that it's mutter in the regular way. The Mishnah said, mezalfin ola biyad, but this was Rav's pshat in the Mishnah, that mezalfin is referring to the third day, but the days one and two, you could do it in the ordinary way. So Rav paskin his own halacha, and after Rav issued his psak, ichlish Rav, Rav became sick. Omar, he said, ano bahadi targimno desabi lomali. Why did I get involved? Why did I have to fight with the older Amayron? Why did I have to fight with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Baravu? Meaning they held one way, and I held a different way. They learned the Mishnah Ketzad, which would suggest that it would be us, according to the Chachamim, to do rechitza b'kli, even on the day of the Mila. And why did I have to get involved? Well, like, what did I need? Even though Rava held this way, but he said, was felt mechais. Amrle Rabbanu le Rava. The Rabbanu told Rava, but as Rava, I don't understand, but Tanya Kavah said the Mar. The Gemara brought a Tanya Kavasa. We had a Braisa that supported Rava. This is Mamash a Mefurish a Braisa. So if it's a Mefurish a Braisa, you know you're right. It's a Braisa. Rab Yehuda and Rabbi Ravu's Pshat wasn't supported by a Braisa. Your Pshat is supported by a Braisa. So why are you disappointed? Amalasi told him, even though it's true, the Braisa is Mashma like me, but Masnisa Kavasayu Daika. At the end of the day, the Mishnah is a little bit more Mashma like them. Meaning the Mishnah was Sasam. There were two Mahalchim had to explain the Mishnah, but the Mishnah is a little bit more Mashma like them, which is a Chiddush because everybody's adding words into the Mishnah. They added the word Ketzad. But at the same time, even though they had to add the word Ketzad, I still think it's more mashma like them. Why? Because the Mishnah said, when he commented on what the Chumim said, his words were, Marchitzen es hakotan b'yoy mashlishi shecholi es b'shabas. Okay. Iyamri b'shlami Rava said, Tanakamim is alfin kamar. B'shlami, if the sheet of the Tanakam is, that the only way you're ever allowed to bathe a child, even on the Yoy Mamilo, is through mizalfin. Haynu t'chamalei Rav Lozman Azari. He said, no, not Mizalfin, Marchitzin. But if the Tanakam already said the word Marchitzin, B'yayim Arishan Kamar, meaning he said Marchitzin B'yayim Arishan. Umizalfin is only B'yayim Shlishi. The way Rav explained the Mishnah, Chum also agree Marchitzin, but only on the first day, or the second day, not on the third day. So the Machloikis, Rav Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim, is only going to get the third day. And really, if that's the case, Rav Elazar ben Azariah is not introducing to the Mishnah the idea that you could sometimes bathe a child that had a bris milah in the ordinary way. Chum already said that. They're arguing on which day you can do it. Could you do it only on the shlishi on the first and second day of milah, or could you do it also on the shlishi milah? So if that's the case, why does the Mishnah sound like Rav Elazar ben Azariah walked in to Beis Medrash and said marchitzin asak? Everybody holds marchitzin asakotan. That's the chiddush. Is not marchitzin. The chiddush is you can even do the rechitza on the third day. So freight Rav, hi Rav Elazar ben Azariah, I'm a marchitzin. Af marchitzin miboyle. He should have said you could also do the rechitza on the third day. Bishlam. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Ravua. According to Chachamim, you can never do marchitzin. If you can never be marchitzin, according to the Chachamim, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, you're marchitzin. But according to me, the way I'm learning, you could be marchitzin on the first and second day. So if that's the case, Rav Elazar ben Azariah is not being mechadesh marchitzin. He's being mechadesh marchitzin on the third day. So you should have said after marchitzin. So Rav said, even though I knew I had a brisa, but at the same time, the Mishnah was more mashma like Damayram. I shouldn't have paskin, not like them. Rav attributed the fact that he became sick to the fact that he paskin not like these two great Amoyrom. Yes, Rav Dimi Yom Rabbi Lozar. Rav Dimi came, he said the name of Rabbi Lozar. Halacha, Rabbi Lozar ben Azariah. After all this, Rav Dimi said, oh, by the way, in Eretz Yisrael, they say, this Kiyos Rav Dimi, when it came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Talach is actually like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Have a Bavel my Rav. So in Eretz Yisrael, they weren't short. Meaning, Talach is like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, but they wanted to know, Harchatz is called Gufay. When we say, Halach, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, or in general, this whole Mishnah, we're talking about bathing the child. Are we discussing bathing the entire body of the child? Or Harchatz is Mila? Are we talking only about bathing the Mila itself? Meaning, do we say you're allowed to bathe the whole child? First day, second day, with a keli, without a keli, third day, according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah. But does it mean the whole body, or does it mean only the milah? So one of the Rabbanon said, Rabbi Yaakov Shemeh. His name was Rabbi Yaakov. Mistabra chatzas kol guf. It's mistabra that you're allowed to bathe the whole body. Because if you're going to tell me you're only allowed to bathe the milah, migar mechamen al gabi maka. What's the whole shayla over here? You're always allowed to take hot water, put it on top of a wound. So the bris milah is not worse than any other wound. So what would be the whole shayla? Oh, the shayla probably was beating the whole body. That's not something you're allowed to do. Meaning you're always allowed to apply hot water to a wound. So what's this whole Mishnah? What's this whole Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis in the Masechet Shabbos? What's the shayla over here? Avada, you're allowed to do it. Oh, Elamai, no, you're bathing the whole body. If someone has a wound on his finger, he can't take a shower. He can't bathe his whole body. You could apply hot water to the wound. So Rabbi Yaakov was the name of that Rav, who tainted that I think it's mistaber. No, it doesn't make sense. It's just logical that they're arguing about bathing the whole body. Because otherwise, what's the shayla? So the Gemara said, Dom Rav Anon, because Rav Anon said, but Maskel Rav Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, I disagree. Because maybe it's true a person's allowed to apply hot water to a wound on Shabbos, but that's only water that was heated before Shabbos. You can't heat water on Shabbos. You can't even have someone else heat water for you on Shabbos and go ahead and apply that to a wound. That halacha, that you could always apply hot water to a wound, is chamen shulchamu me'erev Shabbos. So Rabbi Yosef said, maybe la'olam, the machlokes in our Mishnah is talking about only on the makom hamila. What's your kasha? So what's the shayla? Of course you're allowed. No, it's not. Because this, that you're assuming you're always allowed to do, that's only if the chamen was shulchamu me'erev Shabbos. Maybe it's a special chiddush over here, that you're allowed to use even chamen shulchamu b'Shabbos. Of the Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi asked, and Rabbi Yosef said to me, "My the hacha b'chamish shulchamu b'Shabbos pligi, dumi b'chamish shulchamu me'erev Shabbos pligi." So Yosef said that maybe the nafgamina in our Mishnah is chamed shulchamu be Shabbos, and that's the chiddush, even though we're only discussing that one aver. So Rav Dimi fired back at Rav Yosef, and he says, how do you know we're talking chamed shulchamu be Shabbos? Maybe in the Mishnah it's only muta chamed shulchamu be erev Shabbos. So Amar Abaya, so we have a little drama. Abaya said, I was standing there when this all went down, and I was so excited to defend Rav Yosef. I wanted to answer Rav Dimi's kasha, but because of a shani le Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef chatni. He answered very simple, and he said, no, because the whole theme of the Mishnah is we're dealing with a sakana. So being that we're dealing with a sakana, it's for that reason, it's muter chamed shulchamu be Shabbos. Bottom line is, there was a shaila that was cleared in my rafa. In the West, in Eretz Yisrael. They weren't sure whether the machlokes in the Mishnah, this whole sugya was discussing bathing the mila, or it's bathing the entire body of the child. So Rabbi Yaakov, one of the Rabbanon, he tainted, must be we're discussing bathing the entire body, because just the mila is always mutter. You're always allowed to apply hot water to a wound. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef said, and he was defended by Abaya, and he himself defended himself, but the Gemara says, no, it's not muchach, because maybe really the halacha is that you're only allowed to bathe the mila, maybe that's all that's necessary, and as a result, that's all you're allowed to do. You'll ask me, so what's unique about mila? No, your mila's still unique, because here you're allowed to heat up the water on Shabbos, ordinarily you're not allowed to heat up the water on Shabbos. Itmar Nami, said the Gemara, says, Ki also Rav Ravom, Rav Lozav, Amid Omer Ravom, Rav Yoichanan, Halacha, Rav Lozav, Nazari, number one, Bein Bechamet Shuchamu Beshabbos, Bein Shechamet Shuchamu Be'erev Shabbos, that's number two. So like Rav Yosef said, and like Abaya wanted to say, it's true even for water that was heated on Shabbos. And then finally, Bein Harchatzas Kol Gufay, Bein Harchatzas Mila, you can even bathe the entire body. So you end up taking all the kulas. You have the kula, like Rav Lozav, Nazari, even on the third day. You have the kula, it doesn't matter if the water was heated on Shabbos or Erev Shabbos, and you have the kula, you could do the entire body, and the reason is, because this whole halacha is predicated on sakana, and being that it's predicated on sakana, so it doesn't discriminate, all these things are things that are going to be mutter. Just one more gemara, guf amarav, you're allowed to apply chamin, something hot, and you're allowed to apply oil on top of a wound on Shabbos. Shmuel HaMashmuel said that it's true, you're allowed to do it, but you have to do it with a shinoi. Nois in chutz lamaki. You can't apply it directly on the wound. What you could do is you could apply it outside of the wound. V'shoi says v'yoyred lamaka, and in with a grumma, let it by itself go and end up on the wound. You're not allowed to put oil or anything hot on top of a moich. Top of a, like a sponge, a bandage on Shabbos. If the intention is to end up putting it on the makabe Shabbos, so you see it's awesome. No, hasem shum schita. There you put it on a moich. On a moich is not okay because we're afraid you may squeeze what's in the moich onto the wound. That's awesome. But to do it directly where there's no chashash schita, that's okay. Tashma, inoisen chamin v'shemin agabi moich, shagabi makabe Shabbos. It says mefurish again that you're not allowed to take chamin and shemin that's on a moich. That's on a wound on Shabbos. So what's the kasha? The kasha over here is, here the moich was already on the wound. Al-gabi moich sheh al-gabi makabe Shabbos. So it doesn't sound like there's a concern of schita. What's the concern of schita? You may squeeze it onto the wound. Here the moich is already on the wound. It doesn't sound like you're squeezing anything. So the Gemara says, no, hasam namim shum schita. There is a concern of schita. Tanya kavasi, the shmul, a raya to shmul. You're not allowed to put it directly on the wound. You just have to let it happen. Ein noisen chamin v'shemen al gabi makabe Shabbos. You're not allowed to put chamin or shemen on a wound on Shabbos. Avon noisen chutz lamaka v'shoises v'yari lamaka. You're allowed to put it outside the maka and allow it to happen by itself. Tanu rabbana noisen al gabi amaka moich yovish usfoig yovish. If somebody has a wound, he's allowed to take a dry moich or a dry sponge and put it on the wound. However, you're not allowed to take dry reeds, or you're also not allowed to take ksisin or rags. You're not allowed to take dry rags. So the Gemara says, kasha ksisin or ksisin. There's a stira in ksisin between the Reisha and the Seif. The Jews only said ksisin and the Seif. It didn't say ksisin in the Reisha. But the Gemara assumes that the moich or the svoig is not different than the ksisin. So in the Reisha, noisin al gabi amaka moich yovish v'svoig yovish. And then it says, you can't put gemi, you can't put ksisin. What's going on over here? And in general, what's the whole shaila? So Gemara says, like, kasha, ha-bechadati, ha-batiki. The Seif of the Bride says, you're not allowed to put the ksisin. That's referring to new ksisin. The ratio that says you can is talking about old ksisin. The point is, refuah b'Shabbos is asur. So you're not allowed to do a davar shel refuah on Shabbos, unless there's a real issue, because of gzeira, shchikas hamamonim. So what's the point? The point is applying a bandage to a wound is not refuah. You're not healing the wound, you're just protecting it. You're not healing it. As a result, it would be mutter. But at the same time, to take new rags and cut a piece and put it on a wound, that's not just going to protect the wound, it's actually going to heal the wound. And it's for that reason it's also. So that's the difference between the resh and the seif. In the resh, you're protecting the wound. In the seif, you're actually healing the wound. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Shmami no. One takeaway from this is, Haniksisa Masu, the new rags have the ability to heal. That's pshat in the seif of the Braisa that said that it's usher to apply it on Shabbos.